You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, have you ever struggled to get to sleep?
Yes, because I'm terrible with my phone in the evenings. Some people do the because it's the blue light, right?
I think so. I think just being on your phone in general is probably not the best when you're trying to get to sleep.
Because people have a blanket rule, right? No phones in the bed.
I'm not one that subscribes to that.
No, me either. I'm thinking about employing it.
Well, Simo, there is a video that you can watch on your phone.
which
is kind of doing the rounds online. It's kind of starting to go viral with a new kind of hack to try and help you get to sleep.
Okay.
To kind of knock you out.
Yep. Counting sheep?
No, it's not that.
All right.
It's from a doctor called Dr. Josh Hansen, who is American. He shared a video online called Can't Sleep? Try This.
Okay.
In the video, the doctor guides people to an area behind the ear known as the anmane. I probably said that wrong.
Okay.
Which he says should be rubbed about 100 to 200 times to help relax the nervous system.
That
will kind of help you go to sleep.
There's no way.
Well, if you feel now, you might have to take your headphones off, Simo, but if you feel kind of just sort of behind your ear.
Yeah.
Kind of, he says, I was watching the video. It's like there's a little ridge or something. I can't feel any ridges.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of ridges going on back there.
You've got a lot.
I got like the...
Can I borrow one of your ridges? Because I can't find one.
You know, the amount of bumps in there, I got the great dividing range behind my ears there somewhere.
I think that maybe you should go see a doctor.
But if you're rubbing anything over 100 times for some kind of an effect, I think you've overdone it.
Well, he says rub it over 100 to 200 times. He says what you're going to have to do is slide your finger back. You're going to find the little ridge and a notch there. It's going to be tender and sore.
Right.
Rub that in a circular motion 100 to 200 times.
Yeah.
And that's going to help relax your nervous system, calm things down, and make you sleep easier.
Nah, if you've got to go 200 times,
yeah,
just give it up, mate. It's not happening. If you don't fall asleep by 200...
Well, look, I mean, if you don't fall asleep by 200 times after, 200 rubs, you can kind of tell.
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of, maybe this isn't the truest sleeping hack.
Right, instead of the physiological, using something physical to try and help you get to sleep, it's more of a mental game.
Yeah.
Right, so I've heard the one where you got to try and trick yourself, so you reverse psychology, so you try to stay awake.
Oh, I haven't heard. What you kind of say? Yeah. No, I'm not going to go to sleep.
That's it. So you get up and you try to go for a run, and then your body's like, no, we don't want to do that.
But he's like, actually, no, we'll take sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one that I've employed. So you actually decide to get up and go and do something, and then your body's like, and then you're good.
Well, maybe Simo, next time that you can't get to sleep, instead of, getting up and going for a run.
Yeah.
Just when you're lying in bed, have 200... Oh, no, I probably shouldn't say that, actually.
it's really not a great piece of advice for a title there of his article. What was the article called?
It was a video called Can't Sleep, Try This. It didn't mention anything about rubbing. Right. Me and you have just made that very inappropriate.
Simo and Jordan.
And have you got a lawyer in your back pocket if you ever get in trouble?
My brother's a lawyer, so technically, yes.
Yeah, you do. I do too. I think it's important.
Oh, is one of your brothers lawyers as well?
Nah, not one of my brothers, but...
Oh, I was going to say, let's battle them.
Yeah, like Pokemon?
Yes. Ryan, I choose you!
That's actually very much... I feel like we've summed up the law industry,
I know.
Really.
With two guys that have not done a law degree in their life.
Yep.
Have self-proclaimed that they've summed up the law industry actually consulting with any legal professionals.
Yeah, court cases are like the Pokemon battles, and then... lawyers, they're like Pokemon. You got to catch them all. So the more cases you've got, the more lawyers you're going to need.
And then who's the judge in this whole Pokemon analogy?
I don't know. Forget about them.
Yeah, forget. We don't need judges.
We don't need them. They're fine. They can watch. That's all they do anyway.
I would like to distance myself from Simo's comments if any judges are listening and wish to pursue further action.
So three million times this thing has been viewed. It's thoroughly enjoyable.
What is it? What thing?
So have you seen this? It's a Zoom meeting gone wrong in a court of law, effectively.
No, I haven't seen this.
Okay, so it's a virtual court happening via Zoom, the app.
I'm aware.
All right.
And the last 12 months, it's been quite prevalent in our lives.
So in the video, Judge Roy B. Ferguson of the 394th Judicial District Court in Texas...
Probably didn't need all that information, but okay.
Had to address the fact that there was a cat in the call because one of the lawyers accidentally had a filter over his head, which made him look like a little kitten. Here he is.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
That last part where it's like, I'm prepared to go forward. I'm not a cat.
I don't know. Can we get another lawyer in just to confirm that he is indeed not a cat?
So this has been viewed across the world millions of times. Mm-hmm. And now that lawyer's office has been taking calls from people wanting to speak to the cat.
If there's anyone to prank call, maybe not a lawyer.
So apparently his office has been flooded with calls, people wanting to speak to the cat that made it into court.
Mm-hmm.
So far he hasn't taken any while the court itself has posted that it's very unprofessional for people to be doing this.
Very humorous.
Yep. So just make sure you check your settings before you go into the Zoom call.
Well, like, because we've been doing Zoom calls for, like, the last 12 months or something. I'm surprised that, like, this sort of thing still happens. Mm. But I'm very glad it does because when a lawyer halfway through a court case changes his filter to become a cat, it very much, you know, it's hilarious. Maybe not if you had hired that lawyer to represent you.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there thinking, oh, geez, he can't even change filters on Zoom. And I've hired this guy to get me off a charge.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, all the stories that we kind of talk about on the show, you can more or less put them into categories. So there's like, you know, the people doing stupid stuff category.
Mm.
There's people doing weird stuff category.
Mm.
Guinness World Records, they often get a mention if they're a bit bizarre.
It comes down to one category, really. People doing stuff.
Yeah. I think this one definitely goes into the WTF category.
Nice. Is it people doing stuff?
It is a guy who has done stuff, something. So we can pop it in that category as well.
All right, sweet.
Simo, a metalhead who goes by the name of Prince Midnight.
Prince Midnight.
Has honoured his late uncle.
It's not very metal, is it? It's more, I don't know.
Well, listen to what he's done and then you kind of hear that's pretty heavy metal. Prince Midnight has honoured his late uncle by fashioning a guitar out of his uncle's skeleton.
No way.
I know.
That's not on. You can't be doing that.
Simo, you definitely agree with me that this goes into the WTF category.
Yeah, next time that I am hanging out with my friends, you know how you sometimes you ask the heavy questions like, how are you going to go? You're going to go cremated? You know, you're going to go coffin? What's the end game for you? No, I'm going to go skeleton to be chiseled and filed into a guitar.
Mm.
Bit odd.
Mr. Midnight,
yep,
also known as Prince Midnight, attached a guitar neck, pickups, volume knobs, jack, strings to the skeleton torso of his uncle.
Yeah.
And if this sounds a bit freaky, it's because it is.
Hmm.
This is like super weird. Prince Midnight's late uncle, Philip, was a heavy metal enthusiast who tragically passed away in a car accident. So Mr. Prince Philip thought that this may be the perfect way to remember him.
Yeah. So, all right. Cool.
So it's literally he's holding the skeleton. So there's like the rib cage where the strings are.
Mm.
And then his kind of spine going down to where his pelvis would have been is.
Yep.
That's like the neck of the guitar.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So what song did he first kind of jam out to? Bones by the Killers?
I really hope it was. It's
Bones by the Killers. Stairway to Heaven.
I really hope it was one of them.
Highway to Hell.
It's unclear, and if he's a heavy metal fan, it's probably going to be some heavy metal song that I've never heard
of. True. More Dragon Force, like Through the Fire and the Flames.
You're just saying words now. Even saying the band Dragon Force, I've got no idea. Well, it was Death Adder with their song Flying Lizard Skeleton Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really
one of the best.
Yeah.
But Simo, you in a past life, or maybe you still do, but do you still have a guitar? Do you still
still own guitars?
Grab
sure.
your plectrum and pluck the strings.
Yeah.
Do you still do a bit of a plucking?
Yeah, I did it when I was on leave for sure. I picked up a guitar, but it wasn't made of any of my ancestors at the time.
Good.
No, so
because if it was
retail, what does that sell for?
I don't.
How do you get yourself one of them?
I don't. Would you want to buy what? Well, no. Okay. Well, how much is like a? I'm not very musical. You would know. How much is sort of like a normal guitar, just an acoustic guitar?
Oh, an acoustic, and you can probably pick one up pretty cheap these days. From memory, my very first electric guitar that was about $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, about $1,000.
Okay. Would you be willing to pay $1,000 for a guitar which is made out of someone's skeleton?
No, I probably wouldn't buy it, but I'd play it once, maybe.
Really?
I reckon.
I wouldn't even want to touch it.
Yeah, it's true. Is it being cleaned, like, and varnished and stuff, or is it still...
I mean, I hope there's not, like, bits of flesh still attached.
Also, how do you tune it? Because, wait, which end... Because they call the guitar, right? You've got... It's... They actually have names, right? Mm. So the part that you're playing this end towards where you're playing it, right, is called the body, right? And then the guitar has the neck, and then it has the head. So is that the situation of how the skeleton's shaped?
No, I think he's done it the other way around. So the rib cage is the body.
Okay, yes, that's right.
And then in your body, from the rib cage going down, you've got the spine that kind of goes to your pelvis.
So the spine goes to the neck.
The spine is the neck,
of the guitar.
And then the pelvis is the head.
Right. Okay, so you're tuning the guitar at the pelvis.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not a sentence I thought you'd expect to say today.
Simo and Jordan.
Alrighty, so you're a man that puts a lot of gel in his hair.
Yes.
And do you have a certain product that you like?
I do, actually.
What is that?
Am I saying the brand name?
Yeah, go for it. We'll get you a sponsor.
Garnier Fructus Manga. It's the fourth one, the orange one.
Righto. So if you want to look like Jordan, that's what you
now
need.
You can.
Yeah. That's how they sell that stuff. That's big bucks. So you didn't do what this woman's done. This video she's posted's gone viral, 3 million views, because she ran out of her favourite hair product.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a disaster, I know from experience.
Now, you can see the kind of style that she's gone for there, Jordan. Her name is Tessica Brown.
I mean, you're showing me it looks a pretty, no offence to Tessica, but kind of a pretty stock standard kind of... Slicked back, and then the rest of her hair goes into some kind of ponytail.
Yeah, it's very slicked down. You say it's almost shining. It's very slick.
Yeah, for the purpose of this, yes, I will say it's very reflective.
You can see the sun or the light bouncing off of it.
I think I could see your reflection in it.
Yeah. So this is what she's done, Jordan. She's run out of her favourite hair product.
Mm-hmm.
She's decided to use something else, and it's gone a bit astray. She's ended up having the same haircut for over a month now.
What do you mean the same hair?
So since she's used a different product in her hair, she's had a bit of an issue where she hasn't been able to change it for a month. Now, I'll tell you why after we hear from her.
When I do my hair, I like to, finish it off with a little Got to Be Glue spray, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used this. Gorilla Glue spray.
Now... Gorilla Glue spray, Jordan.
Yeah.
What she's used, you could hear the can like tinkering away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically you use maybe a hairspray to keep your hair in place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what she's got here, she goes on to continue that to tell us how much of a strife she's in.
And it don't move. If we're... Woo! My hair. So I'm going to tell y'all like this. If you ever run out of Got to Be Glue spray, don't ever use this.
Now, what she's shaken there, is an industrial adhesive.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's Gorilla Glue? Is it just super strong?
It's a commercial industry standard adhesive.
Okay.
So it's typically used, it's 100% waterproof, usually used for fixing bathroom tiles, wood flooring, and decking.
So you get super glue and times it by about 10,
It's like
Gorilla Glue, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's effectively almost like a varnish as well. So people will use it on top of wooden decks and things like that. That's why her hair is so slicked back and shiny.
You seem to know a lot about this product. I started off this by hoping to get a brand deal from Garnier Fructus. Are you hoping to get a brand deal from Gorilla Glue?
No, I just really enjoy the fact that the only way she's going to be able to get this out is with she's had to get some, I think it's isotone.
Oh, so wait, hang on. So she hasn't been able to get this stuff out of, even just in the shower and washing it out with water, it just won't come out.
It's 100% waterproof, mate.
Good point. Oh, I see. Okay. And so it's stuck.
Yeah, she tried washing her hair 15 times in the last week.
Okay.
To no avail.
Well, maybe this is a time-saving hack. She doesn't have to do her hair in the morning.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
What was breakfast this morning?
Toast.
Oh, yes. Did you see anything in your toast?
The peanut butter that I put there.
Oh, did you do butter as well?
I did.
Right, very good. Crunchy or smooth?
Why are you interrogating me about my breakfast options?
So do you ever see those? You see those articles about how people will see some kind of face, or some people have seen Jesus in their toast, for instance.
Yeah, I've seen them, and they're kind of like, you can see the face of this famous person, who's normally someone who's just passed away.
Yeah.
Kind of in the toast, and you kind of look at the toast and go,
Jesus, 2,000 years ago, just passed away, righto.
I mean, okay, yeah, Jesus is the exception. But it was like, I remember, it's like after Michael Jackson died, there was a whole lot of people seeing Michael Jackson in toast.
Oh, right.
And I was kind of looking at all these pictures and going, that's just toast.
You've seen a lot of toast? I've seen a lot. Boy, I've seen a lot of toast in my time.
I've eaten a lot of toast in my time. It's delicious.
And I ain't never seen nobody in my toast.
Be awkward and it's like, oh my God, that's Michael Jackson's face. And then you just eat it.
So have you been looking hard?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
Okay, no. Well, maybe I should.
You just need to have faith, Jordan.
I just accidentally eaten Jesus' face.
You just need to know somebody, anybody.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who it is. Just what? Someone in the toast.
Oh, someone in the toast.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't need to be someone specific.
Why are you bringing up toast?
Just so that you can experience it, because a woman, she has had this uncanny issue where she has spotted a face in a bowl of porridge.
Okay.
And there were slices of banana on top that apparently looked exactly like her dog.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure that her dog hadn't just got porridge on her face.
I'm showing Jordan the photo now.
Oh, my God, it actually does. I mean, I should say it's not the porridge that looks like the dog. It's 100% the banana.
Just to be specific.
I mean, so she's got the banana and she sliced it up.
Yeah.
And then on the face of one of the slices of the banana.
Yeah.
You know, where I don't even, what is it in the middle of it? Sometimes it's a little bit brown in the center.
Yeah, pips, I assume, right? Some kind of scenario.
That, we'll go with that. Mm. So it's them that kind of, there's the two and then like the mouth in a little kind of upside down, sort of a frown type thing.
Oh, so she's not crazy.
Well, on this occasion, 9 times out of 10, when you hear of someone seeing a face in the food, you can write them off as a nut job. This one, on the other hand, is the rare exception.
Okay, right.
We need to somehow get that banana into some kind of museum.
Needs to laminate it.
We need to worship the banana. Because it won't hang around for long.
Well, it turns out seeing faces in cereal and toast isn't uncommon nor crazy. According to a new study published in the journal Cortex, this is by university students over in the US, performed brain scans on 20 participants, and they discovered there's a phenomenon called face pareidolia, an illusionary perception of non-existent faces caused by the interaction between the frontal cortex and the brain that helps produce expectations. So effectively, if you're expecting to see a face on your piece of toast, or you're expecting to see a face at some point during the day,
which you probably will if you see another human,
you may or may not put that face on your piece of toast in the morning.
Simo, I don't want to completely disprove this university study straight away, considering I haven't done any research on this topic, but I'm going to.
You know what's
going to
happen tomorrow?
What?
You're going to be buttering your toast right before you put the peanut butter on there, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be looking up at you from your piece of toast.
Yeah.
Will you still eat it?
Look, I'd be hungry, so probably yes.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.